experience of His grace under letters and comments. Sadly, I must report that I won't be attending the Advent at Arunachala program on September 8. I am recovering temporarily from a terminal illness called life. I feel moved to share my experience of His grace. I went to the doctor to get a therapeutic prescription for a shoulder impingement. The doctor insisted on my having an X-ray. The film showed nothing in the shoulder. The surprise was the nodules in my left lung. The drama began. I ended up in the emergency room. One test led to another. I had a high white blood cell count, an enlarged lymph node, and shortness of breath. The CAT scan report from the Mass General Hospital came back confirming two lung nodules and a primary differential of cancer. I was being told that it looked bad and I probably had lung cancer. As it turned out, I think I had a bronchial infection, which is clearing up with antibiotics, and the nodules in the lungs are most likely benign. I still have to go to a lung specialist, but it has been an amazing experience of reality and grace. But here is the story I want to share. I was admitted into the emergency room. They put me on a little bed with a curtain around it in the middle of the hectic summer air above. I was sitting on the bed reading Ramana Puranam when the doctor came in to tell me that the CAT scan did not look good and cancer in the lungs was a real concern. I asked a number of questions and checked in with myself to see what I was feeling. I knew I had to stay inside myself and not get pulled out. Who am I? Arose from within. It seemed for a while that I was one with that part of me. That is, always, Amy had fallen away. I remained. I felt spacious and glowing and peaceful. After the doctor left, I looked down at the open book in my lap and read, "The world is a moving picture, show of sights and sounds, driven along with a great hubbub by a whirlwind." I witnessed the faces of the nurses. One was my friend and of the doctor, and I sensed the heaviness of the discomfort and worry. I felt a calm in the center of a storm. I saw the suffering of everyone and realized it was because we are identified with something so fleeting as our physical identities. There was compassion and love filling me up where I was expecting fear. This went on for at least a week, but one night I did experience a serious fear of dying. I let it be and felt it fully, and then it passed, and once again I experienced myself here, with or without me. So many things came up that I normally would react to, and I asked myself, who is reacting to this? And I remembered where I was when that part had fallen away. Annie is making a comeback, but hopefully I will never again take her very seriously. With His grace, whatever it was or is, I have been quite ill and seem to be recovering, but not enough for the journey to New York. Honestly, I am grateful for the journey I am on. Note, I want to order more books when you have time. I am hoping There are many I have not yet read. I'll be thinking about all of you on the 8th. Namaste, Amy.